Welcome to episode number 40. Hello, New Year.
This is the Rotated Views Podcast with Jimmy Lee and the crew, giving you life from various perspectives. Welcome to our level. We hope you enjoy the views.
All right, you are now tuned in to the Rotated Views Podcast, episode number 40. Hello, New Year.
Happy New Year.
We are here, folks. Episode number 40. This is fantastic. 40.
Hit the clock.
If you're new, thank you and welcome. We are happy that you're joining us. We drop an episode every Tuesday morning. Do not forget to download and subscribe. We will not disappoint. We provide some pretty good information for the society and culture category, and we're consistently ranked on iTunes, so pretty sure you'll enjoy. With that being said, hello, New Year. In this episode, we discuss our New Year traditions, our greatest years thus far, New Year resolutions, leading by example, getting back on track to accomplishing your goals, lessons learned from failed resolutions, and our vision of the podcast. We wrap the episode up with quotes from Sarah Ban Breathnock and Melody Beattie. So, to kick things off, we like to define a word from dictionary.com, and this time we are welcoming the new year, so appropriately, we have New Year's Day. Celebrated as a holiday in many countries, often U.S. and Canadian informal, shortened to New Year's. So there you have it. It's a new year. It's obviously, it's self-explanatory, really.
It's a new year.
Yes, sir. So today we have Goose.
Yep.
Heck.
Yep.
And Gabe with us, and we're about to tear this thing up. Episode number 40, guys.
40. That's big.
4-0.
Crazy.
That's big, dude.
40. That means 40 times. 40 times. We sat here and successfully, you know, completed an episode week in and week out for 40 weeks. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Consistently.
That's what we always talk about. Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
All
right.
So if you're new, we always give a like a short story or a bio of someone. But this time we're gonna give you guys. I know it's a week after New Year, but after the New Year, but we are going to give you some one-liners. All right. So a New Year one-liners. The source is a bunch of various sources, so this isn't original, you know, information. But so here we go. May all your troubles last as long as your New Year's resolutions. Oh! Brutal. A New Year's resolution is something that goes in one year and out the other.
Wow.
When I read that, I was like, that was a good one.
My New Year's resolution is to start buying lottery tickets at a luckier store. My New Year's resolution is 1080x. That is actually funny. I'm sorry, but that is like cheesy funny.
1080px.
An optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old one leaves.
Oh, I get the resolution of a screen.
Yo, heck, but that was not, like three PX, lines though. Ago.
Yeah.
Dear God, my prayer for 2017 is a fat bank account and a thin body. Please don't mix it up like you did last year. gosh. So that's funny. Anyway, I think the point of that is to I don't know why people think these one-liners are actually funny, but I
New Year, new me.
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
I don't know, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
It's the same you.
You're you.
Yeah.
You.
It depends. It does depend. It's just it is funny though. It depends on the person,
situation.
Well, it depends on the person.
Depends.
What their goals are.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes, look, just to jump right in it, it's just a decision, right? Yeah, and if someone made an actual decision, then it is a new them. But, I mean, the majority of people just go along with the wave, and they just say it, right? They just say, it's a new year. I mean, it's to be honest with you, getting aside from, you know, the New Year thing, it's how excited were you as kids when school started in September? Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm gonna tear this year up. This is gonna be great. And then, like, within the freaking first month,
the first test comes. You're like, burr.
Yeah, you didn't know it happened. Exactly. You already lost your notebooks, textbooks.
My dog ate my homework.
Exactly, Zach Morris.
You knew me.
So, jumping right into it, do you guys have any New Year traditions?
What do you mean, like
every New Year, do you do something
every year? We don't. I mean, we plan, like, the new year, we try to plan what we're going to do for the year. Like, we try to map out our year.
Okay.
My wife and I. So, okay. We just, you know, go through the wave to see. I'm going to say at least 8 times out of 10, we accomplish what we try to set up.
So, setting up, what are you
like
setting
goals,
up?
Goals, like, as far as, like, going for vacation, taking the girls on vacation, trying to make a better summer for them, like, just think mainly it's for the kids, you know what I mean, like trying to do stuff for the kids, not personally for myself, because I just work and I'm just dad. so that's pretty much it, and like, you know, stuff around the house, like we try to set goals to try and finish up something new every year in
projects. So you're saying vacations and house projects,
that's what we try to set for the year. Like, literally in the beginning of the year, we sat down today and just like ran through that today.
Nice. Does anyone else have a tradition?
Not really.
No. So do you guys do the whole New Year's resolution thing? Like going off from the, you know, having a tradition's one thing, right? It's not necessarily New Year's resolution. Having a New Year tradition can be exactly what Heck was just talking about. He sits down with his wife, they go over a few goals, blah, blah, blah. It's not necessarily a resolution. Right. I mean, a New Year's resolution is saying it's a resolve. That's big time. That's saying a promise to yourself.
Yeah.
This X, Y, and Z changes.
It's gonna happen. Yeah.
So, do you guys do it? That do you guys believe in that?
No. What I was literally about to say was like that. I don't really do that because it feels like I don't have to wait for the new year to start something like brand new.
Right.
Like if I need to do something, I need to do it. Like
just do it.
Start it immediately, because putting it off is gonna make you more like, oh, I'll wait till next time.
Right.
No, it makes you more, what's the word for?
Procrastinating?
Yeah, exactly.
Push it off.
Makes you more procrastinating as opposed to just, you know, you need to do it, so you need to start it then.
Yeah. That's good, though.
So have you ever made a New Year's resolution?
Probably sometimes in the past, like, you know, you probably do it just like, oh, I'm going to do this and this. And like, a week later, you don't know what you even wrote down.
Like, you don't even know what you tried to set for a resolution.
I was like, oh, no.
I feel like they try to set us up like that in school. I feel like in high school.
Because I always remember that being like, what's your new resolution?
Like a project.
Always English class, I always had that as like your written assignment or something.
Right.
What do you want to do for the new year, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, nobody ever paid attention to it because you did it for the assignment and that was it.
Right. That's interesting. And I think, I want to say one time at Temple, they made us do it. I forget what class I was in, but they said, you know, what's your new year resolution? Which is weird because we don't start like classes till like the end of January.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's your New Year's resolution? It's like, okay. Which goes back to the thing is like, what is the fascination with the new year? That everyone, is it that it's a fresh start? You think?
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's all one's line.
That's the intention, is that it's a brand new start. But you can say that to the next week, the next day, or the same type of thing. It's like, oh, it's a brand new day and, you know, type thing. But I guess it's a brand new year. So I feel like you need to do all this to accomplish whatever, you know.
But do you think people are like, okay, let's just forget. It's like a wipe the slate clean kind of thing. Like,
exactly.
Forget about what just happened. And people are always constantly saying, like, the funniest thing is I see, like, on Facebook, on Instagram, people are like, oh, here comes the whole new you, new me, new year, new, oh, here they come. But they're the same people who are saying, oh, 2016 was crap. I can't wait till 2017.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're basically saying the same thing.
Yeah.
That is the exact same thing. Well, I can't wait till 2016's over.
Well, that's the pessimist one in the last
the pessimist.
Line?
Yeah.
You're waiting for the year to end, but then you're going to bring in the new year just as bad.
Right. Also, the same people who hate Mondays and love Fridays.
Exactly.
It's very bizarre. But it's interesting to me because I know people who do the whole hardcore New Year resolution thing and are very successful at it.
Yeah.
Like, they actually come to a resolve and they accomplish what they set out to do.
Okay.
I've done it several times, but I'm the same way. If I set goals no matter what. But I do actually set goals at the beginning of the year because I like, it's very easy to separate things into quarters and stuff like that. So first half of the year, go up to the second. I love doing that. For me, it sets me up, but I'm not the, new year, new me. I just always say bigger and better. Let's just keep going.
Yeah.
Build off what was already, you know, the foundation that I've already been building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying like, oh, there's a whole new me.
Yeah.
If you know me, go to episode number 39. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When I say me and my thoughts, this all started, I've been building since 2006.
Yeah.
That's where this all started. So when I say, you know, new year, new goals, whatever, I've been building for 10 plus years now.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where this is all stemming from. It's not just, all right, forget the past, man. That was terrible. Forget 2016, 2017. I need to let it rip.
Yeah.
No, man. I'm building off what I've already began.
Yeah, you stop and reflect on how that year has passed, what you have accomplished, have went through in 16.
Yep.
Now 17, just make it bigger and better.
Yep.
Just add on to 16.
It's fantastic. I think it's great. I mean, I think it's awesome. It does, because it brings people back to goal setting. That's why, like, I'm in the personal development industry.
It's
I'm
funny,
in
right? Like, right now, you'll go to the gym month of January, and it's packed. And everyone's like, yeah, I'm going to go to the gym this year. If they set the goal saying they're going to go to the gym starting January and end in February, they'll accomplish their goal.
Right.
Because mostly every time, the gym is packed January, and it fades away in February, and that's it. Yep. It's done.
Yep. So everyone should have like a new month resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
So like in the beginning of every month, like for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to let it rip at the gym.
Yep.
And maybe you'll have better results.
Gym February.
Yeah. Seriously.
The second month of the year.
Go to the gym. Yeah. Do you guys, going off that, I mean, we can go from resolutions to and goal setting, which resolve is really like a strong word. I always get the chills when someone makes a resolve, because that's like a definite thing. That's like someone makes a promise to themselves
and they kept that
they're going to change. Mm. You know what I mean? That's like a real true, that's like deeper than a decision. Sometimes decisions are loose. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're just like, oh, I'm going to make a decision to, you know, I'm going to go out to eat. But then you like, okay, you going out to eat, but where are you going to go out to eat? Are you going to eat healthy? And it's like all these little various, like, you know, moving parts.
A little
parts
more fluid than
resolve. Like, I'm doing this. That's what it's very definitive.
Yeah, exactly.
What you're doing. So, what have, you know, your results been? Was there years that you set goals and not accomplished them? Or, you know, what have you done to improve, if any? I know, like, for myself, like, I've set, there's, when I first started goal setting, when I initially started, I aimed very low purposely because I was scared, because I was like, I don't want to disappoint myself. So I'm going to shoot very low. This is me back in 2006. I didn't, you know, I've set goals before, but there are like 20 year goals. Oh, you know, I want to be X, Y, and Z. I want to be a millionaire by 45. You know, I said stuff like that to myself, but this is like when I'm in high school, when I got into the personal development industry, they taught me how to goal, you know, set goals or whatever. And I remember shooting like, you know, very not that high.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And I got, you know, told like, that it's not, you got to be aggressive. And the reason why they say you got to be aggressive is because if you shoot for the sky, even if you fall short, you at least fall among the stars. Hmm. And so it's like one of those things, I think Les Brown or somebody said something like that. And it's just one of those things. So it's like, if you aim low, even if you do good, you're still going to hit low. Right. Yeah. So so might as well aim high. But there's this weird, I don't even know, like there's this weird area. It's a gray area, right? So for example, if someone says I want to be a millionaire in 2 months.
Yeah.
So then there's this exaggerated, okay. Yeah. You're shooting for stars, bud, but you're also shooting for, that's borderline impossible. I'm not saying impossible, but it's borderline. You're setting yourself up for almost failure there.
Exactly.
Where there's something like, you know, in 10 years, I want to become a millionaire, building off of the first year, 100,000, second year, you know, 200,000, 30, going something like that.
Well, at least that's actually a plan.
Right. And that's a plan. Well, that's the thing. Just saying lofty goals and just throwing them out there just to goal set. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just to goal set. That's where I feel like people fall short, is that they set these unbelievable goals that, in reality, they could be done, but they don't themselves believe in them.
Yeah. Exactly.
They don't believe in themselves that they can actually accomplish it, but they're just setting goals just to say that they set a goal, right?
Yeah.
I want to lose 30 pounds by the end of the month. And you're like looking at them like, dude, you probably can lose 30 pounds, but the time frame you gave yourself is not believable, right? Somebody might do it. It's probably extremely unhealthy to do that.
Yeah.
And if, like they say, if something comes and goes that, or comes that fast, it's going to go that fast.
Yeah, exactly.
We've seen a lot of people who had certain surgeries and stuff like that with diets and stuff, and they've just gone back, because that's just a habit. You know what I mean?
Because like anything, like even like, you know, like lottery and stuff, it's lifestyle.
Right.
And if you don't understand the lifestyle, you're not going to keep that lifestyle.
Exactly. So the point is not to not do lofty goals, but to break that big goal into small, you know, incremental sizes, you know, little bite-sized ones, so then you can eventually accomplish, you know, that big thing. So if you were to lose 30 pounds in the first quarter, then that breaks it down to 10 pounds a month, which is relatively healthy and makes sense.
Yeah.
and doable, believable. And not only that, they always say, if anybody listens to Dave Ramsey, he's a talk show host for the Dave Ramsey Show, but he's like a finance guy, real estate investor, you know, very into the goal setting thing. And he has this, you know, financial plan called like the snowball effect, where you pay off debt from small to large. Mm. And the reason why they do that, a lot of people will say, well, why don't you just get the big one out the way? Because that's, you know, he says when you pay off, let's just say like you have like a $400 or $500 credit card debt or whatever. He says pay that off, because that's the easiest, because that will build your confidence. Yeah. So he's like, boom, I knocked that one out. So now I could pay the $1,000 one. It's more believable because I just paid $500. I could definitely hit $1,000 now. You hit the $1,000. Oh, I just hit the $1,000. I could hit the $2,500 or $2,500 debt or whatever. Then you could knock it down. Whereas if you just see the tower of a $50,000 school loan and you're staring at it, you're like, I'll never pay this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. It's overwhelming. And I feel like that's a perfect example of how you should set your goals in general, whether it's fitness, whether it's financial, spiritual, relational, whatever it is. Do small little ones first, bite-sized ones, to make that. And that's where the belief comes in. You start believing in yourself.
You actually feel like you're making progress.
Exactly.
I mean, you are. It's just taking the time.
But you can see the progress, see it, opposed to, you're trying to knock off the biggest one and like, I still have, you know, five other loans I got to pay for. Yeah.
And it's kind of going back to what you're saying. It's that mental thing. Now you're hitting a mental shift.
Yeah.
So now you're turning into a beast, right? So now you're like, I'm going to tear the same thing. Like, $500, okay, might take me a month to pay that off, but I'm going to do it. $1,000, like, well, that's only just double that. I already did it. So now mentally you're there because you know what it takes to get to 500. So exactly. Now you know what it takes to get 1,000, right? Yep. It's just doubling up. So now you got to 1,000, you know what it takes to get to 2,500.
Yeah.
So you're building your confidence. But it, like you were saying earlier, that's a mental shift, right? It's almost like a paradigm shift, little mini paradigm shifts where you're like, I can do that. You're aggressive. Absolutely. I can tear this up. That's like the overwhelming, when I was writing a book, The Motivation Files, you can download at motivationfiles.com. it's free. But anyway, just saying, oh, I'm going to write a book. That's so overwhelming, dude.
Yeah.
Whereas I started breaking it down in chapters, and then boom, I wrote a chapter. The next month, boom, I wrote another chapter, or whatever. 2 weeks later, I wrote another chapter. And then all of a sudden, you put them all together, and I had 12 chapters or whatever it was, and I had a book, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas you're just saying, write a book by next week.
Yeah. You're like, I'll have to write 100 pages, whatever it is. Like, you don't know what that means, but you just think you have to do that. But
which all goes back to planning. Because if you plan and you don't procrastinate, right, you can take these little bite-sized steps and it makes it more believable and doable. Mm-hmm. Where if you push it off to the last 2 weeks, right, you have this big project due at school or at work or whatever, and you have 2 months to accomplish it and you wait for the last 2 weeks to start it, then you're going to be stressed out. Yeah, you're going to create, you know, anxiety when it comes to accomplishing that goal, and it's not going to be believable. And then you're going to be mad. And then you don't accomplish it. And then if you do actually complete the task, it's probably not going to be to the best quality that you want it to be.
Exactly. And then you're frustrated that it's not up to the quality that you want it to be.
Or that anybody wants it to be.
Exactly.
If your boss gives you 2 months to do something, you do it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Out of just procrastination and not because you're that good. I mean, give me a break. Expectations. It does something to yourself. Then you just stop believing in yourself. You're like, all right, well, not as good as I thought.
Because then, like, and with that too, if you did it in 2 weeks in the first, like, when you did in the beginning, you have time. You have the next month and a half to improve upon it.
Exactly, and that's what I start. You know, even for the, you know, for my goals, one of my tricks is I start my goals in December. Like, I start going after them, and that way I start kind of seeing, like, I start readjusting. By the time January comes, my goals are like in solid. I can write them in ink. I know exactly what it is. Cause I had a month to go over them and kind of contemplate them. And, you know, so December 1 hits, I'm thinking about the following year, like what's going on. There's not much that's going to happen in 30 days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm wrapping up what I'm doing in 2016. Yeah. But I'm also already looking to 2017. This January 1st comes, you can't start to now. All right, let's look at you're already behind. If you started January 1, you're already falling behind. Cause what are you doing? Yeah. The new year started already.
Yep.
You have to start prior to that. What they say, I don't know who one of these genius deep thinkers mentioned saying something is like, you're better off being prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity presented to you and not be prepared. Yep. That is brutal, man. You say something like that, that's like almost like sad.
Yeah.
All right. So moving right along. So we kind of talked about goal setting, New Year's resolutions. Is there something, heck, you talked about you and your wife sit down and kind of go over your goals for the year or whatever. Is there something, what is one thing that each of you, I want an answer from each of you, want to accomplish in 2017? And we're going to put it on this show in episode number 40, and we'll come back next year with maybe episode whatever that'll be, 90 or something.
Ooh, 90 or maybe 80.
Yeah, you never know.
40 to 80, double it, yeah.
Well, there's 52 weeks.
Oh. Wow. There goes. I'm not a math genius. What, you think I'm a math doctor? Come on. Ah, come on.
All right, Gabe, we'll start with you.
So I want to...
we'll start with you.
Heck. So, yeah, I think I want to work on my my work habits, like work harder at work. Because I feel like I've been slacking and I kind of want to step up my game, improve myself at work.
Yeah.
That's just
in
like,
what way?
Like accomplishing,
be more productive?
Be more productive and accomplishing a lot more stuff at work. Like, I don't even know how to explain
like projects?
It.
Is there a number of projects you can do?
No, there's no projects. Like, I mean, like my job, like I basically build machines, like build out computers and stuff like that and put them together and get them ready for the user or whatever. So it'll take me 3 days going back and forth and just, you know, I just take my time doing it. Well, I want to
be more efficient
and get the machine done and get the machine like right on point where I don't have to backtrack into it. Like I know that I did a thorough job from the first time that I started the machine.
Gotcha. So you just want to be more thorough in
just,
what you do.
Yeah, exactly. More pristine.
Goose or Gabe?
Because I was thinking I need to be more, I guess, I'm trying to think, more consistent in certain aspects, I guess you say. Because like even stuff like me and you talked about, like,
yeah,
like I got into it, but it's like, it's kind of thing like, I may have started for like a couple weeks, like really got into it, but then like fell off of it. And then I always have a habit of like, I'm not a habit, it was like a bad thing where if it was a kind of out of sight, out of mind type thing, then I kind of totally lose track of it. And then then it feels like, oh, I need to catch up. And then I get overwhelmed with that stuff and just like never get back to it type thing.
Yeah.
So I need to be like more consistent in terms of like stuff like that, where it's like
more focused.
I guess it is more focused in terms of like stuff like that. And even like, and obviously I was thinking like on something else on a minor level was like,
yeah,
even like social media type stuff was like that. You said like maybe it was like a few weeks ago was that I think we were talking to the DJ. I can't think of his name.
Quentin.
You said something
Floyd
like
the DJ.
You said something like you can't have your social media just in on all business and all stuff too.
Yeah.
Because I know like me, like I don't post that much personally.
Yeah.
But like I am always tagged every week and
yeah,
and like the rotated views. And stuff
I've been
like that.
Seeing you've been posting
and
up.
I'm trying to make
you
be more
yeah,
at least more. Even like if somebody did go on my Facebook, at least it shows more of like what I like type
yeah,
stuff. Before, like I would get like randomly tagged and stuff, like even like pictures and stuff like that
yeah,
too. So it was like even stuff like that have a little more presence in terms of stuff of that aspect of it, if that makes
yeah,
any sense.
That's awesome. That's cool.
That's good. Fabulami.
Yeah.
Fabulami.
Goose, what about you?
No, same thing kind of what Gabe was saying. More use social media more for my the business and just be more consistent with it and like also with like my lifestyle, just like right now, I feel like I'm in like a closet that no one knows what I'm doing. Like,
yeah.
So it's just I haven't posted something in like since like October. So
yeah,
now
yeah,
I want to get back on it and kind of like just be more, I don't know, just more out there, like
yeah,
out as opposed to just like with the barbershop and the local community. Like
yeah,
I want more exposure. Yeah, and those are like my obviously more like do some more traveling with the business and
yeah,
just running around. Probably do some educational classes with barbering and stuff like that.
Nice.
Hopefully I can get more into it this year. I have in the past, but just last year kind of wasn't so like wasn't consistent.
Yeah.
So this year I definitely want to like step it up in that way.
Yeah, that's Goose, Miguel Velez, owner of Miguel's Riverside Barbershop, located in Bristol Borough. If you need a haircut, freshest in the town, download his app, Miguel's Riverside Barbershop app. You can set up an appointment. It's we're here in the new century, new era. It's not time to sit around for 5 hours waiting for your haircut. Now you can set up an appointment like a gentleman, get your beard done. They do beard sculpting there, fresh haircuts, whatever you want. Made to order, guys. Check them out. Follow him. What's your
it's,
Instagram?
Miguel_Vel, V-E-L.
So he just got some, what's also cool is he just got some new equipment over the holiday season. And you should be seeing some fresh new highly professional picks coming from his talent and from his shop, from also not just from him, but from his employees. All right, so moving on with myself, there's two things. Number one is I want to get back on my 2-book-a-month thing. I kind of fell back last year. I think I read it averaged out to a book a month, and I want to double up. So one would be I have to have a personal development book, and one in what I'm studying. So for this year, it's going to be stock trading and real estate investment. So probably for the first 6 months, it's going to be all options trading. My goal is to understand option trading to, you know, at nauseum. I want to know it so bad. Yeah. And I've been studying. I've been reading up on books. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 books right here. So that's for the year. Yeah. I have 6 books right there on options trading that I will read all 6 of these books by the end of the year.
Nice.
Actually, I have 7. There's one in my book bag on options. So I'll read all 7 by the end of the year. And then I have, I want to reread The Power again. I want to read The Secret again. These are all books by Rhonda Byrne. And then the other books will be by Rhonda Byrne. I mean, I'm sorry. Other books will be on personal development. What was my second thing?
Just read some more books.
Oh, so they're kind of, anyway, so going back to what I was saying, they're kind of intertwined. So I wanted to understand options trading. As I've been saying before, last 2 quarters of 2016, I studied stocks in general, and I started lightly investing in stocks. Now, moving forward, I want to do options trading. Anyway, so that was kind of intertwined. So it was like reading options and reading real estate books, but also reading personal development. And in that, my second thing is to truly understand and become an options trader. Oh, so if you want to know a little bit more about goal setting, try to create something. There's tons of books out there. I'm not going to go over, you know, how to goal set, but if you heard my goal, it was more, it was tangible, right? I said something, what I wanted, and then I gave a number to it. And at the end of the year, you can see what it was. And it was broken down to small increments on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
You see how that works? And then, so now it's attackable. It's like, there's a number there.
Yeah.
It made sense. It was broken down. 24 books throughout the year. What kind of books they were. What specific books they are. They're all right here in front of you. And what, you know, titles they were, whatever. And very specific. That is the first step to setting yourself up for success, right? Being very, very specific.
Not nebulously, like...
Yes, and just saying, like, I want to be a better person in 2017. Yeah. I'm going to be
the best. New year, new me.
New year, new me.
I'll be the greatest ever.
Yeah. So, what do you guys want to... What was your most successful year to date? And also kind of, what's the key to having a successful year? Like, what if you look back and you're like, what was like the 1 year you look back and like, dude, we did so much in that year. I did so much in that 1 year. And then how do you like build off of that? How do you, you know, what do you think contributed to making that a successful year?
Well, 2014, I'm going to say for me, I definitely worked my butt off, proved myself to myself. I started working at one place, the governor's office. From there, it transitioned into working where I work now. And then I actually got married that year. So I've like proved myself that I can take on a lot of different things throughout the year.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's, I mean, going from different jobs and then getting married and then...
Just the whole getting married thing's an accomplishment. I mean, saving up and doing all this stuff.
Yeah, we did that within 9 months. So yeah, that was actually, 2014 was big.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think contributed to that though? Was there like was it because of the wedding? And there's urgency?
It was like the wedding and I was just like focused. Like I wanted to get this done. Like I just
there was a clear cut goal.
Yeah, there was just something I wanted to get to and get it done. Excuse me. So that's basically what it was.
Yeah.
Is that?
Goose?
Yeah, mine was 2004. When I lived on my own and I had an apartment and I realized I was wasting money on having an apartment. I was excited being on my own, but that whole 2003 is when I realized I should just save money and get my own house.
Yeah.
So for a whole like year and some change up into 2004, I just I worked like multiple jobs. I worked at a barbershop. I worked at a gym. I worked, and I just saved, and I bought my house by myself, like with no help, no nothing, just myself on my own. And then you do this big, massive purchase of a home, and then you realize you need to dump money into it. It needed work. It was a fixer-upper in a way.
Right.
So then bust my tail off at work. I quit one of the jobs, stayed working at the barbershop at night, came home from when I got home from work to early in the morning working on the house. And so it, and that was like a whole like probably 4 or 5 month span of just coming home and working at the house. And at the end of like that year, I just sat back. I was like, I did a lot by myself, like financially was what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Obviously like my parents helped out and all you guys helped out in different ways and stuff. But like, I just took a step back and I was 24, made a purchase by myself, 24 years old, had a home, had multiple jobs. Just, it was like a lot going on.
Yeah.
And at the end, I seen what it paid off. When I was doing it, it was hectic. I didn't have like really not many friends, didn't have like no kind of relationship with anyone. I was just had that drive. I was like focused on just doing that, getting it done.
Yeah.
And I did it, and it just, it was well worth it. But that was like a, one of the biggest like years that I can remember. Like I did a lot and I accomplished a lot that year.
Yeah, for me it was kind of a combination of both you guys. So it was like 2012. It was a year me and my wife got married, but it was the same thing. We had like a financial goal we had to meet. So I had multiple jobs. I would come home, same thing, come home or finish up my first job, get changed, go to my second job. Second job was like a cleaning job. So I had to drive to that, do my thing. I was coming home like 10 o'clock at night, whatever it was. Same thing, just stacking up and seeing the bank account go up. And it was like, dude, it was like, it was motivating in itself, and paid off my car note, and then paid off like a small student loan. And then leading up to the wedding, saved up just exactly what we needed for the wedding, and even over saved.
Yeah.
We even had enough money for a down payment for a house. So it was like all that stuff. And we did all that all in that one whole year.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like the same thing. It was just so rewarding, and kind of tagging along what Heck was saying. It was like, there's such a clear, definite goal. And there was like this urgency, like, dude, you have no choice. Like you have to produce like something, right? It's like right now. So it kind of goes with the example. This is very harsh. Please don't like, forgive me. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I say it was like, if you ask the average person, the average, I think household income is like $50,000 a year, something like that. Right. So if you told somebody, like, if you look at someone who's making that and you say, by the end of 2017, can you make $150,000? $150,000.
Yeah.
And the average person will say no, right? Because it's like, well, that's tripling, you know, what my income is.
Yeah.
And if you said, if your child's life depended on it, can you come up with $150,000? So it's that urgency. And I know that's very brutal.
Yeah, but you
would do it. Like, you would come up with $150,000. So it's how important is that goal to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the value you have to give when you say something. That's the level. That's the intensity. When I set a goal for myself, I just go, I have to accomplish it. Like, I have to, as if, you know, my life depended on it. You know what I mean? Like, cause that's my respect. That's where I get my, you know, where, you know, people come to me for certain things, because if I say it, I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's where it becomes like, you're not a child anymore. That's a grown man right there.
Yeah.
That's a dude who handles his business. So that's, for me, it's all about respect for myself, respect from other people. That's what it comes down to, and it's loyalty. A lot of people talk about loyalty. Oh, you're loyal to your brothers. You're loyal to your family. Mm-hmm. Yo, some of you people need to be loyal to yourself.
Yeah.
Set a goal and do it. Like, accomplish the goal that you set out. You're not even loyal to yourself. You're more loyal to your friends and your buddies and knuckleheads going out every Friday night. You're not even loyal to your own goals. Put some urgency behind it. Start accomplishing things. Start being a grown man. Start being a grown woman. Do something. Change. Yo, you have to create that urgency. Something has to change. Paradigm shift. However these cool, complicated, awesome words that I'm using, make a decision. Everyone knows what that word is. Just make a strong decision. That's all it is. It's resolve. Change. Do something. Everyone wants to do wants different results. It's the definition of insanity, but keep doing the same thing. You can't expect different results if you're doing the same thing. Change. Do something. Embrace change. We're always going to change. Mark Zuckerberg said, everyone keeps trying to avoid mistakes. Stop trying to avoid mistakes.
Yeah.
Mistakes are going to happen. Problems are going to happen. Don't avoid them. Embrace them. Take them in. See how you can resolve. See how you can overcome them. Reflect on it. Change. get an opinion from somebody, get help, ask somebody, get another job, bring in more income, stop coming home and watching TV, go home and go get another job, start stacking up, do something, because it's all this is just a drop in a bucket. One whole year, let's just say one whole year, because you remember that one year, you remember, heck, remembers that one year, I remember that one year, and that wasn't even, I would say that was one of my most rewarding on a personal level, because that's when I knew I could, like Heck was saying, I could do so many different things. Because 2015 and 2016, I would say were, I killed it just as much. Mm-hmm. It was just on a different way. Because I'm not, you know, my marriage is something, you know, I hold higher than all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I accomplished just as much, and I felt I have a grasp on how to set goals and accomplish them. Now that you had a taste of that, you know what you're capable of. You're pushing the limits. No matter what you come up here, here's the thing. People use excuses, use whatever excuse they want to use as to why they're not accomplishing something, because they're actually almost scared to change for change.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know if they actually go after something, they have to give up some of the bad habits that they have,
yeah,
or some of the stuff that makes them comfortable, right? That's the reason why we come up with excuses, because we want to stay comfortable. You want to keep doing the same routine. You don't want to change things up. You want to watch The Price is Right at 11 o'clock or 11:30 every morning. You don't want to change that up and go to the gym and lose the 30 pounds that you need to lose, right? Yeah. It's get uncomfortable. It's okay. Believe me, the reward at the end, that pot of gold, right, is worth way more than that TV show, or way more than going out every Friday night. Instead of spending $100 when you go out, stack up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Paying off that car note and saving every single month is going to help you way better and get you, you know, ahead, or stacking up for that new house or whatever it is. I know I'm talking about all financial stuff. It's just because it's an easier example.
Yeah.
So to speak.
It is true. Like some people, like some kids now, the newest Jordans come out, they don't even have a penny, but they'll figure out how to get $150 to get those Jordans. They'll do anything. They'll sweep anything. They'll rake leaves or cut the grass, and they'll find anything in that temporary moment to find that money to get those sneakers.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of, like, going along that, do you think just one of them do it? Or do you think, like, they're in a clique where all of them have Jordans?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So get around someone who has something that you want. Talk to someone who has whatever that prize is. Ask them how they did it. Or just get around them, because you'll end up just doing the same stuff that they're doing. That's why they say you hang around with the wrong crowd. Why do they say that? Why? Because eventually you hang out with the wrong crowd enough, you're going to turn into a knucklehead yourself.
Yeah,
exactly.
But if you keep hanging around with people who are going in the right direction, that's what they say. Find a millionaire. Find someone successful. Just keep hanging around with them.
Yeah.
They're going to drop nuggets that you're going to pick up, and you're going to like, okay, I know what this guy, I see this.
Yeah.
There's even people you can even just follow on social media who have their head screwed on the right way. And if you just follow them and just, even if it's not 100% real, but you can say like, okay, I know he, you know, it might be fluffed, but still, I can pick up a couple things off this guy.
Especially with that stuff now, like Instagram, I'm big on. So I've been following like a couple of guys. They kind of caught my interest in like their lifestyle and their work ethic and stuff like that. And now they have like that Instagram Live, and you see them, they're posting stuff, and they're just like, and I'm like watching them, dude. I almost feel like I know them personally, because exactly. And then I catch myself almost like talking like them, or kind of just like interacting the way they do with their friends. Like I catch myself doing the same way. Mm. So it's like almost just like it's
influential.
And it's just through social media, and it's like absolutely. People that I picked, I like what they do, what they have, and how they're living and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like it's the old sayings like success leaves clues. If someone's successful, right, and they're successful in everything that they do, for the most part, you're going to pick up something that they're doing. You're going to pick up something that they're not doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't see that person at the club every Friday night.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, he's not at the club. So even if you don't see what they're doing, you can see what they're not doing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. This guy's car is always clean, or he has fresh sneakers on. What's he doing? He's not also not driving his car through the mud.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like they're not doing certain things at the same time.
Yeah.
Tony Robbins said, success leaves clues. If you want to be successful, find someone who has achieved the results you want and copy what they do. It's a pretty straightforward. There's nothing else but footprints. It's like follow the footprints. It's pretty straightforward. A lot of people say, "Oh, I don't have I don't have the mentor. I don't have the guidance. I don't have this." Neither did I. I had YouTube.
Yeah.
You have the internet.
Yep.
Anyone in the United States of America, I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have everything at your fingertips, even if you don't even own a cellular device. There's free public libraries that you can get a membership that is also free, that they give you internet access to about 15 minutes per session. And believe me, I know, because I did it. When I didn't have anything, when I had a prepaid cell phone and I was still shooting YouTube videos and I had a little following, people following me in personal development stuff back in 2006, don't tell me you can't do it. I had a prepaid phone and I was having followers and making an impact on people's lives. It's how bad do you want it? Yeah. Do you actually want it, or are you just saying it because your boy's saying a goal, right? Or your boys have something and you're just saying, I want to do that too. That's cool. Yep. But you're not doing anything about it. You know what I mean? You're doing it just because it sounds good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, do something. Dude, here it is. We don't know. This is a perfect example. Like, my dad died at 54. When we were kids, do you think we thought, like, Pop's going to die at 54?
Heck no.
No one thinks like that. Yep. You shouldn't think like that. But at the same time, you should also know we're not guaranteed anything. The only thing that we're all here guaranteed is death. That's it. That's the only thing life promises us. It's death. That's it. Everything else it's up to us, or it's up to whatever. You know what I mean? None of us have perfect cards that we were dealt, right? You just got to play what we are dealt and then improve on it. Yeah. Just be smart. Use your mind. Apply what was given to you, the talents that were given to you, and sharpen them. That's it. It's very basic. If you're continually to work on yourself, and we're not saying like you have to be, you know, this monumental person come next year. Build off of it. This is what I was saying. It's a new year. Yeah, I set new goals, but I'm building off from what I started back in 2006, right? This is a new goal. I couldn't have a new goal for the podcast if I didn't start the podcast in 2016.
Yeah,
it's not a new me. I'm building on me.
Yeah,
it's a new me in mindset and starting a fresh start, but I've already been doing this. You know what I'm saying? It's a continuation. And that's the reason why starting today is so important. So then you can have something to build off of. If you don't ever start, you can never not. You can't build off anything. All right, so moving on to dad life. Many of us are fathers. How do you introduce the New Year's to your kids? And your kids see what you do. How do you lead by example? So is this something that you say for the same thing? I guess school kind of like, for the most of them, kind of tells them what's kind of going on, right? I mean, the New Year, it's a new beginning. Yeah. Do you guys say that to any of your kids, or is it kind of like they're still too young for that, or...
Yeah, I don't know if I've actually had like a full-fledged like conversation of like anything as far as her with goal setting or anything new.
Yeah.
Just like, we just talk about like what she did last year. And most of it goes with right now her biggest thing is obviously school. So like how she's done so far this year in school and how she's accomplished like so much in compared to last year.
Yeah.
So that's all. It's just like the comparison. Yeah, sure. And then so like, moving forward, how much better she could do, and that she's on the right path of, like, getting better in whatever, like, math and reading were her weaker points. Now they're stronger because she's been working on it. So now, going forward, she has, like, other things to, now we're going to find another subject that she could work on to build, to get stronger.
Yeah.
For, you know what I mean? So, I don't know if that makes sense, but that's like, goal setting for her. As far as in the new year, school year. That's the only thing that she has is school, you know what I mean? On top of, I guess she is in sports and stuff like that, but...
Yeah.
Like, that's within her lifestyle. As far as, like, getting into, like, personal, like, with herself and everything, I don't...
Yeah, no, I really think it's age-appropriate.
Yeah,
I
there mean, isn't not, really... There. Yeah, just that's all it is, really, with school. You set little...
You also want them to be kids.
Little bite-like goals.
Yeah, and I think that I was going to say that too. It kind of like coincides, like I have a 2-year-old who'll be 3 in 2 weeks, but it coincides with what the school's telling us and the pediatrician, right? I mean, you combine those two things and they pretty much set up what your kids should be doing average around about. And if you kind of see your kids aggressively hitting those goals and you do stuff that'll challenge them. Like my son, obviously he's 3, he'll be 3. So at this point, he should have been walking, right?
Well, yeah.
So he walked that, I think, 10 or 11 months or something like that. But you expect that. You said, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right? So Jim Rohn, who's a personal development, he was a personal development leader in our industry. He says, about how long do you give a baby to begin walking? Like, when do you give up on them, on a baby? Right? So he's like, exactly. He's like, so why do we give up on ourselves when we set a goal? About how long do we give a dream? Right? All of a sudden, I have to accomplish this in 6 months. If I don't, then I'm done.
Yeah.
But a baby, we expect it. Why? Because we believe in them. We know they can do it, right? Mm-hmm. That level of belief is what you should have in yourself when you set out goals for yourself. So my kid and the pediatrician is telling us, you know, he should be saying 400 words, and I'm totally making this up, but he should be talking, you know, making complete sentences, and his vocabulary should be up to, you know, 400 words, something like that. That might be totally off, but I'm just giving an example. Whatever. And then, so then you go to school and he's like, oh, he should be, you know, writing letters at this point.
Yeah.
And he also should be engaging in interacting with other kids appropriately, whatever. So then you kind of combine those two things and like, all right, we kind of see where we're at. We got to kind of see where we need to work on, but we all know that's doable, right? It's kind of like, this kid's going to learn how to ride a bike, right? On two wheels, like a two wheel bike.
Yeah.
When do we give up on him? Right? You don't. It's the same thing. It's like, you can't give up on yourself. We say that because I brought in the kid thing is because that makes it believable.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't give up on them. That's as much as you should not give up on yourself.
Yeah.
That how confident you are, because you know, it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Brahma is like, why wouldn't that happen? Like, why?
Right. You're almost like, duh, they should be.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, if you want that to happen, why can't it happen? Why shouldn't it happen?
Right. So then ask someone who, this is the reason why you ask someone who has something that you want, and they're going to look at you because they already been through that, and they're like, it's possible. I did it.
Yeah.
I know you can do it. Just follow the steps, and they could show you how to, and then they'll eventually let go. So you're riding on two wheels, and you're off into your own little path, and then you could pass it down, right?
Yeah, that's like that one commercial with the little boy, the mom's pushing him in the back, riding the two wheels, and he's like, Mom, don't let go till I say. Why he said that, she already had let go, and he was riding on his own. He didn't even know it.
Yeah.
He was off and gone.
Yeah.
It was
and the like mom basically letting go and believe.
So that's like, sometimes you do have the power to do stuff, and you don't realize it, and you're like off and gone, and you think you're not going to be able to do it.
Right, and we are powerful beyond our own beliefs. I mean, we have the ability to really set our minds on something and actually accomplish it. There's Podcaster on Fire, Entrepreneur on Fire, John Lee Dumas, Entrepreneur on Fire, you know, podcast or whatever. He talks about, you know, or he has a book that's coming out this year. It's like mastery, you know, for goal setting and stuff like that. How to accomplish anything you want in 100 days.
Wow.
And so it's like this journal, basically, that you know, he gives you step by step. Basically, you become what Napoleon said. Napoleon Hill says you have like this mass obsession of what you want to accomplish. That's literally all you think of when you wake up, when you go to bed. That's you're obsessed with it. When we all accomplish those little goals of, you know, putting a wedding day together, or buying a house, or putting a business together, or whatever, putting the podcast together, all we talked about in our conversations was podcasts. Me and Gabe's friendship went from like being friendship to like just straight, let's make this podcast happen. Podcast. Eventually, obviously, that subsided. Now we're back to normal again. But it takes that laser beam focus for a short amount of time. Me and Gabe didn't just hang out. Everything was business.
Yeah.
It turned into like we're having business meetings when we're supposed to just like hang out and you know chill. And it was like, yo, what do you think about this? Yo, you think it turned into straight up business meetings? But you have to do that if you want to accomplish something. When I was doing the book.
Or at least set the foundation for something.
Yeah, at least the foundation. Yeah, get this thing started. And like we were talking about before, then you could start building on, you know, what you have started.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even just like teaching your kid how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
Then he could build on it. And then we all ended up jumping ramps, right? We all ended up riding wheelies down the street. We all ended up, you know, jumping off probably higher things than we should have been, broken elbows and banged up chins.
We did not wear helmets riding bikes.
We were not wearing helmets. At that point, that was normal to not wear a helmet. Yeah. I don't know if that was normal, but we definitely didn't. I think that's what made us not normal. I mean, all right, so kind of on the same topic, but not. So your kids are off, right? This is specifically for Hacking Goose. Your kids are off from school during this time. Is there something you do with them? Do you also take a vacation? Because I know it's like a week, right? From the Christmas to like the New Year or whatever. Is there something you guys do? Is it just kind of lay low for a week and a half, whatever it is?
Well, unfortunately for me, this is like the busiest time of year for me at work, so I don't take off. But I do get on the weekends, and we definitely do like, we go to around this area, this place called Petler's Village. We go down there. It's like a almost like a traditional thing that we all used to do. We used to go down there with our parents. Now me, Ava, we go down there and kind of just a bunch of little stores, walk around, get into like the holiday spirit, hot chocolate, and there's carolers singing and stuff like that. Like that's like weeks upcoming, like up into Christmas time. But like as far as like taking off or whatever, I don't. And I just get her on the weekends, and we just kind of just do what she wants to do. She goes shopping, like I'll take her Christmas shopping for whatever her part of her family, like to her sibling, her sister, but like her mom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But nah, I really don't do anything around this time specific.
We just kind of let them do whatever it is they want to do. Being that they're kids, we just let them enjoy their gifts and not focus on school, because I know, like, my oldest, she's, like, focused, like, nonstop when it comes to school. She definitely has, like, some crazy good grades.
Yeah.
So we kind of, like, just let them do whatever it is they want to do. If they literally just want to stay, they stay up late.
Yeah.
All week long, just watching videos or, like, talking to their friends and stuff like that. Kind of just, like, let them be them for a little bit, because when it's school time, it's like, you know, we let them, they have to be in bed by 9 o'clock and that's it. They go off the limit. So we let them kind of do whatever they want.
That's funny. It reminds me of our childhood. Like the night before or two nights before we went back to school, mommy would make us go back to bed kinda at a regular time. You got to get ready to get back in your routine.
Yeah.
That's hysterical. Yeah, like I forgot about that.
When I left the house tonight, it was like, make sure you guys go to bed. Make sure you guys go to bed by 9 o'clock and no messing around. But, you know, so we try not, we don't do anything extravagant other than just whatever they kind of want to do.
All right. So I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. Something maybe I'll like look forward to, you know, when James has off.
Yeah.
He's definitely not there yet. It's kind of funny. Well, Kel ended up having like vacation. So she ended up like hanging out with him during that time. So that was pretty cool. With the bringing of the new year, is it something you wait for to begin attacking a known goal, or do you get to it, the goal, right away? So I know for me, like this is what I was talking about before. I start goal setting in as soon as December 1 comes, I start like looking into the new year, because I'm very focused on what I want to finish a year strong.
Yeah.
And then I move forward into the new year. So I actually start the goals. Like I just said, like I already start, you know, like, you know, for example, the whole, you know, I had like, you know, investment goals, and I started in December, and I already have, you know, reached a certain goal that I already had for January. So I'm kind of like ahead now. So I just went for it. You know, is that something that you guys do, or you like, you think about it and you're like, all right, I'll start, you know, in January we'll start, you know, kicking butt.
Oh, I say, for example, for me, for, I guess it was 2015. It was like that summertime over the years. Like obviously I'm not obese or anything like that, but it's like, you know, as age gets on, you know, you start gaining weight little by little. And like, I was getting uncomfortable in terms of that. I actually, like that summer, I wound up buying bigger jeans and bigger clothes and stuff. So like, I was getting to the point where it was like, it's getting beyond the point where I was comfortable with it. So it was like, this was like towards the end of the summer. So it was like, I know like September was like, I gotta start cutting back, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I knew how much I kind of wanted to do. And it's like, but it was like, I started then, because I knew one, especially going into the holiday time. So that's always, you always go crazy with that. You're talking about binging. That's what the holiday time is for, is for binging on food. But at least you start getting the habit earlier than that. So at least you're on a track before when you do, you know, mess up, that's going to happen along the way.
Yeah, you hit the floor running.
Yeah.
So at least going into the new year, I was like always still on track of like, but that, I wanted to do something like that, because I knew I was like, it was getting beyond the point of where I was comfortable with it. So I was like, I had to start early, because there was no way I was waiting 4 months of that.
Yeah.
If that made any sense, but.
Yeah, no, it does make sense. It's kind of like hit the floor running. Yeah. Just get after it. If you know a goal, just go. Just start.
Exactly. That's what I said. I gotta start right away. There's no way I'm going to like push off, especially something like that, where it's like, it's my health in terms of something.
Right. Yeah. Definitely not something you want to just push off.
Yeah. Nobody.
All right, so let's move on to what would you do? What do you tell someone who gets off track with a goal or a resolution? And I guess kind of piggybacking, like, any lessons you want to share from past failures of New Year's resolution? So, like, if someone gets off track, I guess your advice would maybe be something that you had in your experience. Yeah. I guess that's like a kind of double.
Depends on how they fell off. Like, what was their reasoning or, like,
situational.
Yeah. Because I know, like, there's some people that are like, oh, yeah, I have this plan, or financially, I want to save blah, 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 this amount of money, but my wife or girlfriend isn't on board with me, and they're spending that money and whatever. Yeah. So you got to, like, kind of – so they give up on that goal. They give up on that, and that's it, and it fades away. And they're like, I still want to do it, but I just got to, like, talk to that person, make sure they're on board with you. You got to, like, they got to respect what you want to do, and it's for both of you.
Like, that's or something like catastrophic happens financially, like you lose your job or something.
Sometimes like it's out of control, like life happens, you know, you can't, you know, certain things are out of control. But yeah, if it's just like, you know, procrastination, you just kind of fell off, it's like, that's different. You can start back again. But if it's like, because the situation will depend on how it ended.
Yeah.
Or how it felt.
And I think it goes back to what we were originally talking about with Mark Zuckerberg. It's like, you got to expect, you know, for life is going to hit you. It's not going to go smooth. Yeah. So for us to expect, for example, for me to exactly read two books every single month, there might be a book that's like 3 inches thick that I am probably not going to be able to read in 2 weeks. But then the following month, I could squeeze out three. Right.
Yeah, you can.
So like, it's like just going with the punches kind of thing. Like, you have to adjust, and you're constantly adjusting and readjusting to execute the goal. You'll arrive there. How you arrive there shouldn't matter.
Yeah. You can't just quit and give up on the first speed bump.
Right, exactly.
Just because it took you off course, and you just jump back on and keep it moving.
Right, and it also shows how important is that goal. Exactly. If we go back to the example I gave with, if your child's life depended on it by the end of the year, and something catastrophic would happen, how many different things are you going to try to still make up for it?
Yeah.
Everything. Exactly. Anything and everything, right? You know, I mean, it doesn't even have to be, you know, something major. It could be something little. You constantly got to make, you know, these changes. But
it doesn't even matter. There could be like a pause in between. There could be a time set where nothing's being done, but as long as you go back and finally accomplish that goal, then it's an accomplishment. You did it right. Like, there's no like set time unless you set a time, but if that gap in between is a reason to like push you back, as long as you finish, that's what really, really matters.
And I think the same thing happened. I would say apply the same thing if the opposite happens. Yeah. What if you over, like say you had a goal to read, let's go back to my book example, to read two books. Well, I ended up finishing both books early. Do I just wait till the following month? Like, no, you just keep going then. So then what if you pass your goals? Like, you're annihilating your goals.
Yeah.
Because you do want the challenge to be there.
Yeah.
If it's smooth sailing, then you definitely aimed low.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's like an adjustment that you're going to have to make. Okay, maybe I need to up the ante. Maybe I should be reading three books a week or a book a week or whatever.
Usually when you're ahead, that you get like that feeling like you just want to like kind of like murder it. Like, aggressive. You want to go. You
get aggressive. Keep going. Yeah. It's like, you're on the beam. That's
pretty cool. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So for the last thing is for 2017, me and Gabe kind of talked about this. You know, one of the last things I want to say is for the podcast, we want to, one of our goals is to market ourselves more, you know, hit different, I guess, like demographics, and just get a, you know, build the brand of the Rotated Views podcast. We're excited for where we're at. We're more excited of where we're headed. We want to have more of an impact. And, going back, I want to wrap this up with the final things of setting goals and goal setting, the New Year resolutions. Is my biggest recommendation on top of everything I just said is to, the reason why I said, what's one thing, or I asked, I should say, what's one thing you guys want to accomplish in 2017 is because now I'm going to hold all three of you guys accountable. My biggest thing, my biggest recommendation for anyone out there who actually wants to achieve something and become a better version of yourself is to have an accountability partner.
Mm-hmm.
Someone to hold you accountable. Because if you secretly say those little goals and you don't do them, you're like, oh, I got away with it. No one knows. Well, now the whole world knows everything you guys want to do, right? So now you're actually being held accountable, right?
Yeah.
And I want someone, if they are listening to episode 40 right now and come back at episode 9, you're like, oh, that's the end of 2017. Let's see. Jim, did you read two books a month? You know, Gabe, did you put yourself out there more? Goose, did you promote yourself a little bit more? Heck, did you apply yourself more at work?
I'm announcing I'm resigning from the podcast.
you know, it's one of those things. If you have accountability. Physically write down the goals. There's something that when the pen hits the paper and you see your goal in your own handwriting, whether it's beautiful handwriting or ugly, you know it's yours. When your eyes see that, it does something emotionally and you become attached to it. And it's almost like your baby and you kind of like you have an emotion, you know, towards you. Like, damn, dude, I really want to do that now. And then when you tell someone else about it, Now it's embarrassing if you don't try to.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So that's the reason why you need that accountability. Also, when you're down a dump, it's that person you can have that conversation with, like, dude, I know I said I want to do this, but I think that was too big of a goal or something. Yeah. You know, help me, you know, revamp what I need to be doing, or I need to be challenged more. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's my biggest thing anyway. Like, I went over my goals with, everyone knows Scott Free DeVore. He was on episode number 39 and several other episodes, but episode 39, Me and My Thoughts, me and Scott are kind of talking. But anyway, so Scott DeVore, me and him had a 2-hour phone call today, and it was going over our goals. It was reflecting on 2016 and going over our goals for 2017. And it's, he's always been my accountability partner. Even with Gabe, we go over the podcast stuff, and then throughout the year he knows me and him. I actually told him to come here at 7 so we can go over goals, but we end up over talking about the podcast that we didn't even get to do the other stuff. This is what I mean. It's like me and him go off on the podcast stuff. We're just trying to make
more technical
this,
behind the scenes stuff that we kind of went on.
It's always trying to make this better behind the scenes. It's crazy how much work that goes into this, but and then you don't sit, no, it doesn't get, I don't know, seen.
Yeah,
exactly. I guess it's a good thing though. You don't want to see that
behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes. But anyway, just to wrap this up, find yourself an accountability partner. If you need help with that, hit me up at info@jimmyleevelez.com. One of my goals that I was going to share with everybody was to, you know, begin a coaching, you know, business or whatever. So that's going to be my goals for that to take on at the second half of 2017. But because I'm going to try to build something from now until I guess June-ish, and then take it from there. But I am willing to take on, you know, anybody who, you know, wants some advice or whatever you need some help with something. If I don't know it, I'm not going to help you if I don't know it, but I will help you find someone who does. So I guess point you in the right direction. All right, so we like to wrap up every episode with a quote, two quotes, and the first quote goes like this. A New Year's Day, a fresh start, a new chapter in life waiting to be written. New questions to be asked, embraced, and loved. Answers to be discovered, and then lived in this transformative year of delight and self-discovery. Today, carve out a quiet interlude for yourself in which to dream. Pen in hand, only dreams give birth to change. Sarah Ban Breathnock. All right.
Nice.
And the second one by Melody Beattie. Make New Year's goals, dig within, and discover what you would like to have happen in your life this year. This helps you do your part. It is an affirmation that you're interested in fully living life in the year to come. So, wow, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that one.
Setting a goal says you're like, you're actually interested in contributing. Like, help. That is dope, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow, you actually care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, who wants to set New Year's resolutions? Let's keep making fun of the people who want to knew them. Okay, but they actually care and you didn't. Right, so who's the loser now?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Everyone, step your game up.
In this episode, we discussed our New Year's traditions, our greatest years thus far, New Year's resolutions, leading by example, getting back on track to accomplish our goals, lessons learned from failed resolutions, and our vision of the podcast. We wrap this episode up with quotes from Sarah Ban Breathnock and Melody Beattie.
All right, good stuff. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Rotated Views podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Guys, don't forget to visit the website, jimmyleevelez.com. Follow the blog. If you have any inquiries or questions you would like for us to answer on a future episode, just email us at info@jimmyleevelez.com. And on behalf of myself and the rest of the crew, we wish you massive success. And until next time, adios.
The Rotated Views podcast was produced for self-development purposes. Thank you for the love and support. We truly do hope you enjoyed the views.